I need thee, oh, I need thee. My Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. My Savior, I come to Thee, yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in me. Come the more, 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 come the more. And so, Father, we give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor, and we give your name the praise for yet another day that you have made and another opportunity that you've allowed us to assemble ourselves together to come before your presence in prayer. We're thankful all to you, O God, because you have blessed us to be able to see another day. We don't want to ever take for granted the mercies and the grace and the favor that you bestow upon us every single day. It's the little foxes that destroy the vine, but it's the little things that we pay attention to, God, that help build us Help grow ministry. Help us to be the believers that you have destined for us to be, and to help us fulfill your purpose and your will. It's the little things, Lord, oh God, that we often miss, but we need to look at and that we need to make sure that we cover. And so this morning I want to say thank you for just another day that you have made. Because you have made this day, Lord, I can rejoice and be glad in it. Because you have blessed this day, Lord, I can walk in victory and I don't have to walk in fear. Because you have made this day, Lord, I know that my ending, oh God, will be in your hands and is in your control. And so, Lord, I thank you for just another day. I thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds, with a mind to find ourselves in prayer. You told us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. You also told us in your word that we need to seek you early while you may yet be found. And, Lord, it's early in the morning. Lord, it's 5:30 on the East Coast, but I know some have joined us online that are in the Midwest, Lord, and it's a little bit earlier in that time zone, Lord. And we've had others to join us on the West Coast, Lord, which is even earlier than our time zone. But we're thankful, God, that we can find you any and every time that we call upon your name. Yes, oh, God, you've asked us to seek you early while you may yet be found, but you've also told us to pray without ceasing, because men ought to always pray and not faint, Lord, because prayers of the righteous availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, God, because we need to remain in constant contact with you. With so much trouble in the world, with so many storms raging in our lives, with danger seen and unseen, Lord, we must find ourselves in prayer so that we can remain connected to the source of our strength and connected to the one that is the strength of our lives. The enemy comes, oh God, every single day to try to cause us to falter. He comes every single day to try to cause us to become distracted. He comes every single day to try to cause us to be confused. But Lord, when we find ourselves consistent in prayer, oh God, you reveal, oh God, the tricks and the traps of the enemy. Lord, you show us the way that we should go, and you show us the way that we should not go. Lord, when we remain steadfast in prayer, oh God, we remain confident, Lord, because our confidence is in you and not in ourselves. So when we pray and we submit ourselves to your will, we are surrendering to you, Lord, and saying, not my will, but let thine will be done. And where you lead me, God, I'm willing to follow. Lord, that helps us to put this flesh under subjection in the mighty name of Jesus, and to call on the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus, he is a strong tower. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that he is Lord. So when we find ourselves in prayer, we find ourselves connected to the one who can answer any and every prayer. I talked about it on Sunday, Lord, that you are our greatest desire. David, though he may have faltered, Lord, and David, though he may have had some issues here and there, Lord, he was a man known after your own heart. He loved you. He trusted you. He was always willing to praise you. He was always willing to magnify you. He was always willing to find himself, oh God, before you, because he understood that in your presence, Lord, there's everything that he needed and more. So he said, God, this one thing I desire, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, oh God, and behold the beauty of our God, and to inquire in his temple, Lord. When he wrote that psalm, oh God, in Psalm 27:4, Lord, he was talking about before then that he didn't have to fear no evil. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, in whom shall I be afraid? And then he went on to talk about how enemy after enemy would try to come up against him. Oh God, but his heart did not have any fear, because he knew who his rock was. He knew who his strength was. He knew who his provider was. He knew who his wayward maker was. And so, Lord, in the midst of that confidence, he said, Lord, I just would prefer to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to dwell into the place of safety. I want to dwell into the place of healing. I want to dwell in the place of deliverance. I want to dwell in the place that will bring life and bring renewal and bring strength and bring healing, bring joy, bring peace. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because in that house at that time, Lord, that's where your spirit dwelled at. Your spirit dwelled in the house of the Lord, in the holies of holies. But I'm thankful, God, today that we don't have to spend 24 hours in the house of the Lord just to feel your presence, but we have been made temples for your spirit to dwell. For our bodies don't belong to us, but our bodies were purchased by the blood, oh God, that was shed on Calvary's cross. So I thank you, God, today that you give us an opportunity, Lord, for right where we are at, God, to welcome you into our temples and for you to come and abide in the midst of our praises. So our heart's desire this morning, Lord, is that you would come and dwell with us as we seek your face and as we call upon you, as we cry upon you. We hear your voice even now, Lord, and we feel your glory in this place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My body is a little weary, Lord. It's been such a busy couple of weeks now, Lord, but I'm thankful, God, for this opportunity to commit myself to you. You told us that we must, oh God, offer ourselves or offer unto you a praise, a sacrificial praise from the fruit of our lips, Lord. So that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter how tired we might be. It doesn't matter what may be going on around us. It doesn't matter what anyone is saying. Lord, when we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, when we take time to sacrifice and put flesh under subjection, we let this body know that you are more important than anything else in this world. That's what David was saying, Lord, when he said that I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Nothing else is important. David had a big old mansion, Lord, but God, nothing else was important, God. He had friends, oh God, and armies and people that loved him, Lord, but nothing else was more important than you. Help that to be our heart's desire today. With so much going on, we got loved ones here. We have favorite places to go, Lord, we have favorite places to be at. But Lord, let our desire to be with you. Make that our one greatest desire, to be in the presence of our God, to be in the midst of a holy God, to be able to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you are worthy of. And we're thankful, God, that when we pray, Lord, we don't have to have a fear of that our prayers are not reaching you, that our prayers are just hitting the ceiling and bouncing back down. Even when we don't get the answer, we don't get the results that we're looking for in our prayer. Even, God, when it doesn't seem like you're hearing us and it looks like the enemy is winning the battle, Lord, we can have a confidence in knowing that you hear us and that you're going to come to our rescue and that you're actually here with us. I'm reminded even now, Lord, that the Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys, oh, God, they refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's little idol God that he made. Oh, God, that they refused to bow down to him. And because they refused to bow down to him, they were persecuted, they were punished, and they were, made to go into the fiery furnace. It was initially a threat. Whoever won't bow down to me, they're going to be killed. They're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. But they knew it was better to obey God than to obey man. And they refused to allow man or the enemy to put them under subjection and allow their flesh to get the glory and to elevate someone else's flesh. So, God, they pretty much are saying, for God I live and for God I die. You had blessed them earlier, Lord. You allowed them to be elevated in the king's cabinet, Lord, because they refused to settle, they refuse to compromise, they refuse to do the things to be promoted, oh God, that others were doing, but they remain to be steadfast, they remain to be unmovable, they remain to be always abounding in your work, in your glory, in honoring your word and being committed to you. Help us to understand, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we don't have to compromise to be elevated in this world. We don't have to compromise our holiness. We don't have to compromise our righteousness. We don't have to turn our backs on you, Lord. But if we remain steadfast, if we remain unmovable, if we remain always abounding in your work, God, our labor, what we're looking for, what we're desiring to do, Lord, it will not be in vain, God, because you're going to get the glory out of our lives in every single situation. So I'm going back, Lord. So those three Hebrew boys, they had already tried you. I'm even reminded right now that the Clark sister said, I try them and I know them.
I found him to be a friend. Lord, David tried you and he knew you. He found you to be a friend. Lord, those three Hebrew boys, they tried you and they knew you. And they found you to be a friend, that when they did not obey the calls of Nebuchadnezzar and were thrown into the fiery furnace, Lord, you were right there with them. And I want to say thank you, God. Oh, God, Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we just throw three into the fire? But I see a fourth there, and he looked like the Son of God. Yes, oh God, the enemy even knows who you are. Yes, they may proclaim that they don't know who Jesus is, but Lord, they know who you are. And as long as we're willing to stand, as long as we're willing to remain steadfast, as long as we're willing to remain holy and acceptable, God, you will get the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. That's for someone this morning, in the name of Jesus. I don't know who is for God, but Lord, help us not to compromise. Help us not to waver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to wilt under the storms of this world, God, and not become carnal and allow our flesh to get the glory. But I am determined, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're going to get all the glory in my walk and in my talk, Lord. I'm desiring, God, and I'm determined that you will get the glory out of my life, Lord, in my home, God. I am determined that you're going to get the glory, Lord, when I'm driving down the street, Lord, and I'm on my job, Lord. I'm determined, Lord, that you're going to get the glory, because all the glory and all the honor, it belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, help us, Lord, today. That's the importance of seeking your face, Lord, because you reveal your promises, God, and hiding out your word in our hearts, Lord. It helps us not to sin against thee. God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so you've called us to pray, and not just pray for ourselves, but, Lord, to pray for those that are among us, those that are attached to us, and, Lord, those that are in, oh, God, bereaved situation, those that are weak among us. Lord, you've called for us to pray, and when we find ourselves in fervent prayer, Lord, we receive results. Thank you, Jesus. I'm encouraged even now, God, because you've already reminded me, Lord, I don't have to compromise. Oh, God, promotion does not come from man, but it comes from the Lord. And you honor us for our seeds that we sow. Oh, God, when we may sow in tears, God, we will reap in joy. Thank you, oh, God, as long as we continue to remain steadfast, as long as we remain consistent, God, in our service to you and seeking you first while you may yet be found and seeking you first in your righteousness, Lord, then you have already promised that all the things that we need, all the things that we desire, all the things that we look for, God, it shall be added unto us. And help us, Lord, today to not become weary in well-doing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the enemy is coming out with all stops to rise up against us, to challenge us, to try to overcome us, to try to overwhelm us. But I'm reminded even today, and I'm grateful to know even today, oh, God, that I am the victor. That, Lord, no weapon that the enemy forms against us shall be able to prosper. That, Lord, no matter what he may try to do, and he's going to try to do a whole bunch of little different things. He's going to try to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I'm grateful that I don't have to depend upon him. I'm grateful, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I don't have to rely upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm grateful, Lord, today, that I don't have to look to him, and that I don't have to fear him, and that I don't have to, oh God, be discouraged by him. But, Lord, I can stand upon your promise. I can stand upon your will. I can stand upon the life, oh God, that you've already spoken in my life. For your word has declared, oh God, that before I was shaped in my mother's womb, that you knew me, oh God, and that you ordained me, God. And so if I'm living in this day and time, you have already ordained me for victory. If I'm yet in the land of the living, God, you have already, oh God, walked, oh God, known my enemy from my beginning, God. And you already know the pathways that I should take, Lord. So I want to say thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if I'm in the land of the living, God, that means that you still have purpose. That means you still have plans. That means you still have something for each and every single one of us to do. And so this morning, we won't lean unto our own understanding. But, Lord, we yield to you. We acknowledge you. We submit to you. We surrender to you. So the song that I open up with, Lord, it says, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We come to the place, Lord, where we need renewal. We come to the one that comes to bring us life. We come this morning to the one that is the very essence of life for us. Thank you, God, for being that very essence of life. You're the substance of the air that we breathe. Oh, God, you're the reason that we move and have our very being. God, you're the reason that we are yet still in the land of the living. Oh, God, marching on. Oh, God, moving forward, Lord. So that your will might be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for yet another day. Another day of bountiful blessings. Another day of promise. Another day of victory. And Lord, you didn't just do it simply by just waking us up this morning. But Lord, you blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs. I'm in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm marching around the sanctuary this morning. Lord, I have the web page up, oh God, to be able to call out the names of those that are online, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord, today that I have the use and activity of my limbs, Lord. I was able to drive to the church and open up the doors of the church and begin to praise you and magnify you as I entered into your gates and thanksgiving, Lord. I'm thankful, God, that you have blessed us this morning with the use and activity of our limbs. For those that are not with me, Lord, and that have called in, you bless them to be able to dial the number. Whether it's a speed dial number, Lord, you allow them to use their thumb or their index finger or whatever it may have been, Lord, to dial into the call. So you blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs. Oh, God, you blessed us to wake up this morning with our right minds because we had a desire to pray. Lord, we're not just up on our way to work yet this morning, Lord, and some of us don't even have to go to work for a couple of more hours. But, Lord, we are intentional in our seeking of you, God. We are seeking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we rose up early before we got caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the day. Lord, we have risen up, God, to sacrifice rest in our bodies, Lord, because you are the most important thing, God. Nothing else in this world matters. Nothing else in this world would do. But, Lord, we are hungry and we are thirsty for you. And so we're grateful, oh, God, this morning that you gave us a mind to seek after you, God. Thank you that I had a mind to bless you. Thank you that I had a mind to seek your faith. Thank you, God, that I had a mind to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Because when we pray, God, it avails much, God. This time of prayer is not for naught, oh God, but it will accomplish what it's set forth for it to accomplish, just as your word will do. And we thank you, oh God, today, because our prayers, oh God, shall yield results. They'll yield results because they help us to grow closer to you. They help us to grow intimacy with you. They help us to draw nigh to thee. So, Lord, though we're doing this in corporate prayer this morning, Lord, grow our relationships with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be forced to pray. So, Lord, teach us to pray, God, that while we're on the mountaintop, Lord, we'll know how to pray. So when we make our way down to the valley, Lord, we'll still remember how to pray. Lord, I don't want it to be the other way around, that you allow trials and tribulations to come my way for me to understand that you're always there with me. But, Lord, whether I'm up or whether I'm down, Lord, I want to be able to pray, Lord, and I want to be able to call on your name. And I want you, oh, God, to be able to know how to hear your voice. Because, Lord, when I'm on a mountaintop, there's so many things that are talking around, Lord, that are trying to be my God. There's so many things that are up there on the mountaintop that causes me to forget you and forget the things that you have done. Lord, but when we find ourselves in the valley, Lord, everyone else is gone. All those people that said that they had your back, all those people that said that they would pray with you and that they would hang with you, Lord, they're no longer there. So our ears are open and our ears are attentive, Lord. But, Lord, I want it to be that our ears are attentive wherever we go. And so when we learn how to pray, our ears will be attentive wherever we go, whether we're up or whether we're down, whether we're in or whether we're out. Lord, we want to be attentive to you, attentive to your voice, obedient to your word, and submissive to your will. Thank you, God, that prayer changes things. You've allowed us to be conduits of prayer. You've allowed us to be instruments of prayer, that we've had many call upon us for prayer. And, Lord, we boast that, God, you hear our prayers and you answer our prayers, and you, God, give us the results that we are looking for. Thank you, oh, God, for being a prayer-answering Savior. Thank you, God, today, that our prayers are not in vain, that our labor is not in vain, but that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Help us to hold on to you, hold on to your unchanging hand, and learn how to find ourselves growing a relationship through prayer. The more we get to know you, oh God, the more you can reveal yourself. Lord, we understand for us in relationships, Lord, to get to know the other person in our relationship, Lord, we had to spend time with them. We had to take time to commune with them. We had to take time to invest in them. And in return, Lord, we received the things that we desired them, that we wanted. Lord, that's the same with you, Lord. We can't just call on you, oh God, just when we need you. But, Lord, we need to call on you when we don't need you. We need to adore you, God, when everything is good. We need to magnify you, Lord, when all is well. So when the seasons change, Lord, it won't become foreign. You won't be like, Lord, where have you been? But, Lord, we'll be somebody that would have been consistently before you, that when we call on your name, you'll say, that's my son Eugene. Oh, God, that's my daughter Yolinda. Oh, God, or whoever else may be on the call. You'll know our voice because we constantly find ourselves spending time with you in prayer. Help us, oh, God, to grow intimacy with you in prayer. Not just on these corporate calls, but, Lord, when we're in our personal time, to set time aside, Lord, to call out your name, to cry out to you, to declare your greatness, to declare your omnipotence, to declare that you are a great and a mighty God, and to offer unto you the praise, a sacrifice of praise that you are worthy of. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We may not have the best physical state right now. Some of us are injured. I'm still recovering from a leg injury. I know Mother McCown is still recovering from trying to get her blood sugar and all of the different medicines together, God, so that she can do the things that she wants to do. Well, little Crystal is sick, Lord, and had some issues yesterday. Sister Coulter is almost near term to deliver her baby. Sister Monique, oh, God, is struggling with her sickness, her lupus, I believe that's what it is, Lord. But no matter what the sickness might be, a simple cold or some major disease or catastrophe, Lord, you are still that balm in Gilead. Lord, thank you for taking me back to Sunday's message. Lord, no matter what it is that we need, I mentioned on Sunday that some of us need money for school and not loans, but grants for school. Some of us are looking for salvation for our children. Lord, others are looking for other things, healing for our bodies. But no matter what it is that we're looking for, Lord, we always can find it in you. We don't have to look for man. We don't have to look for specialists. But we can just seek you first in the name of Jesus. And everything that we need it will be added. If we need direction, Lord, we seek you, God, we'll get the direction that we need. Lord, if we need healing, if we seek you first, Lord, we'll get the healing that we need, God. If we need a door open, Lord, if we seek you first, the door shall be open, Lord. No matter what it is, Lord, you are the answer. Thank you for being that answer. Thank you for being that great of a God, that you know everything that we need and more. From the youngest to the oldest, to the simplest to the most complex, you are the answer. And when we grow a relationship with you and we take time to spend with you, your word promised that there is no good thing that you would withhold from them that love you, that trust you, that fear you. So you're talking about me. Lord, as long as I obey you, as long as I follow your word and obey your word and yield to you, Lord, there is no good thing that you will withhold. That means you want what's best for me. In Romans 8, you said that you gave us your best. You gave us your son. So if you are willing to give us your best, because there's nothing else that you are not willing to give us. Whatever it is that we need, God, you can supply it. You're able to give it. And so, Lord, we thank you for understanding. We thank you for clarity.
And the more that we understand how great you are, the more we understand how important we are to you, the more that we understand, Lord, that we are the apple of your eye. Yes, the millions and millions of people, Lord, each and every single one of us are important to you. It's not that we get caught up and we get lost, Lord. When I'm in a room with a bunch of people, Lord, and everyone is talking to me, Lord, I can't understand and comprehend everyone in the room. But, Lord, when you're in the room and everyone is talking to you, Lord, you can understand everyone's request. You hear every single thing that every one of us is saying. And, Lord, for that we're grateful. You don't get my prayers mixed up with somebody else's prayer. You don't get my prayers lost among someone else's prayer. But, Lord, you hear my cries. You hear my pleas. You hear my petitions, Lord. And I'm thankful for that today, that you are a mighty God, that you're not limited to one person, that you're not limited to two or three. But, Lord, you can hear the millions and millions of people that cry out to you, Lord. And Lord, you're willing to come in, oh God, and you're willing to come into our praise, so that as we come together to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you're worthy of, God, you come in and you inherit our praises. And Lord, even for those that are not giving you their all, Lord, your glory still can be felt in the room, God, even when we don't have a desire to bless you, God. Oh God, you come in and inhabit, oh God, the praises of your people. And God, you show your glory in the room, that you even can prick the hearts of the hardened hearts that might be among us, that you can touch the soul, oh God, that's been bound by sin and bound by the enemy, that when we begin to praise you and we begin to welcome you into our midst, God, you can come in and you can ease, oh God, pains. You can take away the hurts, oh God. You can loose the bound, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, our prayers and our praise, they yield results, Lord. Help us to continue to remain steadfast in those weapons that you have given us for victory over the flesh, for victory over the enemy, and for victory over the world. You've given us the power of prayer, and you've given us the power of praise. The songwriter says there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. And that's something that we should not do. David loved you so that he danced before you and his clothes fell off. It didn't matter what anyone else said. It didn't matter who hated what he was doing. Lord, he praised you with all his might, Lord, and that is our desire as well. Help us to get ourselves out of the box, Lord, and to praise you, oh God, with an undignified praise. Lord, if I got to get ugly, Lord, it does not matter, because you are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of my best fruit, Lord. You are worthy of my all. You're not, God, we shouldn't just give you our leftovers. We shouldn't just give you what we have, but we should give you our best. Oh, God, you're looking for someone that will offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, that will present their bodies as a living sacrifice. My hand may be hurting. I may have a headache, Lord, but I'm going to lift up my hand as much as I can. I'm going to shout aloud with the voice of triumph, with whatever it is that I have, God, to offer unto you the best praise that you're worthy of. Help us to transition from our prayer to praise, because our prayer, God, put our petitions in your hands, and then as we put them into your hands, we let them go. That's casting all of our cares upon you and letting them go. And so when we release those burdens, when we release those yokes, oh God, that we carry around with us, then it gives us an opportunity to begin to offer unto you the praise that you're worthy of. It gives us an opportunity to lift up holy hands, to offer unto you a praise that you're worthy of, because you've taken the weight, oh God, away from us. You've taken those yokes off of us and have released us to praise you. That's why we pray so much here at Praise Center, because prayer and praise goes together. As we give our cares and cast our cares over to you, we can begin to celebrate. We can begin to offer unto you the praise that you're worthy of. Because you've taken away the shackles. You've taken away the fear. You've taken away the spirit of hopelessness and the spirit of depression. You've taken away, oh God, those things that cause us to become limited or to be limited. And you free us, Lord, to be, oh God, release ourselves and to offer unto you the best praise that you're worthy of.
Thank you for being a God that always meets needs. Give our cares over to you. You take them and handle them, and you free us to adore you. You free us to celebrate you. You free us, God, to praise you in advance. I'm mindful even now, King Jehoshaphat, Lord, he was in the enemy of Syria, I believe, was encamped round about him. It didn't look like he had a way of escape. But lo and behold, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon one of the Levites, Lord, and they declared that this battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. And when he heard that declaration, Lord, he stopped worrying about how he was going to get out of this battle. Then he began to set the praises in array. He began to set the worshipers in array. And he sent the worshipers, he sent the praises in advance, oh God, saying that the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures through all generations, God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. Lord, before the battle was even done, oh God, before they even made it into the battle, they were shouting the victory. And because they believed that you had already given them the victory, Lord, you began to fight the battle for them. They didn't have to lift a finger. Lord, they didn't have to lift a weapon. That all they had to do is offer unto you the praise from the fruit of their lips, and to let you know that they trusted in you. Lord, I'm thankful, God, today that you're the same God today. That, Lord, that if we will be willing to give our battles over to you, cast all of our cares over to you, you can handle those things, you can give us the victory, and we can praise you in advance. Help us to praise you, Lord, today. Show us that you got it all under control. Remind us, Lord, that you have it all under control. It's all in your hands. The songwriter said, I put it all in his hands because you know how to handle it. You never lose. There's no battle that's too hard for you. There's no fight, God, that you can't win. And I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to fight the battle on my own, but I can give it all over to you. And allow you to fight the battle because it does not belong to me. The battle belongs to you. So thank you, God, for the confidence that we have in you. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we get this confidence. We get this by praying. We get this, Lord, because your Spirit comes in and he shows us what we need to pray. We get past, oh God, the selfish things. When we tarry in prayer, we get past, oh God, those things that cause us to be distracted. And as we continue to pray, your Spirit comes in and he lifts up a standard for us. He comes in to breathe into us and he shows us and gives us what we need to pray for. And thank you, God, that even when we can't even put words together for prayer, your word tells us that the Spirit takes our groanings and our moanings and brings them before you, interprets them, and lets you know what's in our heart and what's in our soul. Thank you for being mindful of us, Lord, today. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being a God that we can count on at all times. And so, Lord, because we can count on you, Lord, I want to be able to say that I can praise you at all times. That I have your praises continually being in my mouth, that my soul will make her boast in the Lord so that the humble may hear thereof and be glad, that I'll be willing to magnify the God of my salvation, oh God, wherever I may go, because you're worthy of that glory. You're worthy of that honor. So put your praises on my lips and let them ring out from my soul this day, that I may boast in you, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I may behold the beauty of our God, that I may inquire in your temple, and that you might get the glory out of my life. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, today, that you would bless him and keep him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would make this his best day ever as he continues to celebrate a recent birthday, Lord. Thank you for allowing him to make another year. Lord, I pray that his latter days will be greater than his former days. And from my understanding and from my knowledge, Lord, his former days were great, Lord, but you can make them even greater. And we say thank you in advance, Lord. I pray that you would bless him with strength. I pray that you would bless and touch and strengthen his body, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would bless everything that he continued to put his hands to do, that it will be done for your glory, and to be done for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch him, O God, and strengthen him. Grant him favor, O God. Grant him wisdom, O God. And as the anointing runs down Aaron's beard, Lord, that anointing will fall afresh on me as I undergird my leader. I pray for St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. And I pray for New Community Temple Church of God in Christ, the ministries that he leads, that you will grant them favor, that you will bless them, O God. And we thank you for having such a great and godly leader, an example of a true man of God, an example of holiness to be our guide and to be an example for us. Lord, I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District. Before I go there, Lord, I pray for Pastor Wilbert Daniels. I pray for Bishop Levi Willis. I pray for Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, the bishops of the state of Virginia, Virginia 2nd, Virginia 3rd, and Virginia 4th. I pray for the pastors in there under their care. I pray that you would grant those bishops wisdom. Grant them strength, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, don't allow flesh to get the glory. But, Lord, let all the glory and all the honor be thine in their endeavors, in their dealings, in their business, God, in their ministries, in their instructions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're living in perilous times, oh God, with their spiritual wickedness in high places. But let it not be called amongst these leaders in the state of Virginia and even in the areas that are around us. Pray for the bishops. Call on Bishop Lyles and Bishop Nivelle Coles and, oh God, and Bishop Harmon and bishops, the bishop that will be replacing Bishop Butts in Maryland, Lord. God, I pray for the bishop of West Virginia. I don't know all the name, but, Lord, I pray for the bishops in this area, Lord, that we fellowship with, that we have contact with, that we interact with. I pray that you bless them, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield. But I pray for those pastors in the Great Northern District, Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Wayne Cream. I pray you bless their ministries, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you grant them favor, you grant them victory. God, you fill their houses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send people to follow them as they follow you. Lord, I pray for Pastor Brian Jones, my brethren in the gospel that are not a part of our district, and his ministry, Victorious Overcomers. Got Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Greater New Victory. Got Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord. Oh, God, I can't remember their name right now, but, Lord, you know. Bless the ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for such an awesome group of believers that you have given me to be an example for. Lord, before I ask you to bless them, Lord, I pray that you would help me to be the leader that they need me to be. I want to be an example of you, an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just here in church, but here in my home as well, in my home as well. Because not only am I the pastor of Praise Center, I'm the pastor of my home as well. And, Lord, I want to be the leader that will make those that follow me proud, that they will be willing to follow me, God, even in situations that don't seem promising, but they'll put their trust in me as I trust in you and as I follow you. So help me to stand. Help me, and God, give me wisdom, God, beyond my years, oh God, that I may be the father, that I may be the husband, that I may be the pastor, that I may be the leader, that I may be the entrepreneur, that I may be the man of God that will be able to breathe life, soul, lead, guide, and direct the people that you have under my charge. So I thank you for the opportunity to serve. I thank you for an opportunity to be a guide. I thank you, God, that you knew what was best for me. Even before I was shaped in my mother's womb, God, you already knew what you had planned for me. Thank you for being such an awesome God, and I thank you for being such a mighty God. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Thank you for blessing her over this weekend. Oh, God, and using her to be a vessel as she spoke about the acts of prayer in Richmond. Lord, I thank you for the opportunities to serve. Lord, we would have never fathomed, never even imagined what you have in store for each and every one of us. But Lord, you're doing you're doing things that blow our minds. This is a part of the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We're falling in those realms, and we thank you for the breakthrough. Oh, God, the doors that you're opening in the lives of your people. So I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Father, I pray for Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan and Sister Crystal McCowan and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Oh, God, that you would touch her and strengthen her, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, that you bring all of those pressures, all of those levels, that you bring them to the place that they are supposed to be at, God, and level them off, oh, God, and give her the things that she need, God, as she continues to travail and march on for you. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. Oh, God, Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I call on the name of Sister Connie Coulter, the baby Coulter, Lord, in that family. Lord, I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique, God, to bless her and strengthen her, Lord, today. I call on the name of Herbert Lee. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those that you've given me charge over. Thank you for those, oh, God, that you've blessed me to lead. I pray you bless them exceeding abundantly, Lord, today. God, above all that they can ever ask or think, I pray that you would grant them favor, victory over every obstacle that may try to come their way today. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray the doors will be open. I pray that you would grant them elevation, God, and give them the desires of their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh, God, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that they won't have enough room to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the flock that you've given me. And I thank you, God, because they've taken care of me and they've been a blessing to me. And I thank you for their prayers, for their leader. I'm calling the name of Brother Larry Brown, God, Sister Lisa Law, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, and Brother Carl Christopher, those that partner with us, whether it be in prayer, oh God, or whether it be in offerings, or whether it be in tithe, Lord, you've stirred up in the hearts of those four individuals to be a blessing to undergird this ministry. Lord, we've never had the lights turn off. God, we've never had the electricity off. Lord, we've never had the doors padlocked because we had not been able to pay the rent. But, Lord, everything that you've had us to have us do, you've always had the resources there for us to be able to pay the bills, and I'm grateful for that. You remind me each and every day that it's not about the numbers. It's all about you, because little becomes much when we place it in your hands. So, Lord, continue to bless us to do the great and wonderful things that you call for us to do in ministry. I pray for America. I pray for this nation. I pray for the family of the soldiers that were lost in Niger. God, I know there's a whole bunch of foolishness going on. Help us to look to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the rock of our salvation. You are our God. You are everything that we need and more. We can depend upon you. While we're walking in this realm of this earth, we always can depend upon you. So, Lord, I urge you to remind us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. Bless us today. We continue to pray for those in Puerto Rico, the Caribbean islands. Pray for those in Florida that were impacted by the hurricane, those in Texas that were impacted by the hurricane, those that were in Louisiana impacted by the hurricane. We continue to pray for those that were impacted by the earthquakes in Mexico. I call on the name of Deacon Outlaw, Sister Coulter's father. Lord, he's been ill. We pray for the healing of his body. I pray that you strengthen him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Bishop Brown, who I'm sure is still struggling with the loss of Mother Brown. But we pray that you would bless that family, bless that ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for Praise Center, that as we continue to do your will, God, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it. Let us be about our Father's business. Bless everything that we put our hands to do. We have a harvest night coming up, Lord. We'll open it up to the community, Lord. Oh, God, let it be maxed out, Lord. Grant us favor. Grant us victory. God, grant us the desires of our heart as we put out notices at local schools. We put it online, Lord. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for equipping us, oh God, to be able to handle all that come into the house of the Lord on that day. And then, Lord, I want to thank you for those that have entrusted us with prayer. Thank you, oh God, that you allow us to pray. Because our hope and our faith is not in you, but our hope and our faith is in you. I want to encourage those that have put out petitions. I saw Brother Larry Brown, Lord, he put out a petition to join us in prayer. He received a lot of feedback saying it was early in the morning. Well, Lord, I thank him for the sacrifice. That's all we have to do is sow the seeds. And at some point in time, Lord, somebody's going to join in that said they were never going to join in. Because he planted the seed that there's a time to pray and that it's a willing sacrifice and it's an honorable sacrifice. So God, grant him favor, oh Lord, for being willing to make that sacrifice and to be able to show information, to declare information about what's going on here at Praise Center. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations on this day. Grant us victory. Grant us favor. Grant us peace, joy, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. This is in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.